Yo, what's good, my fellow stress-out Gen Z fam? Riley Hart here, back with another dose of real talk because, let's be honest, adulting is kinda bogus sometimes. Ever feel like your home is more of a chaotic mess than a sanctuary? Like you're constantly battling clutter and anxiety just trying to get 5 minutes of peace? Well, guess what? You're not alone. But listen up, because today we're about to weaponize self-care, Gen Z style. We're gonna create a freaking oasis in your own space. Because let's face it, between endless deadlines, social media drama, and the existential dread that comes with, you know, existing, we need some serious chill zones. A haven where you can recharge, distress, and maybe even forget about that influencer who keeps posting their perfect life, spoiler alert. It's not. So how do we build this self-care sanctuary? It's all about intentionality, fam. No more throwing your clothes on the floor or leaving empty takeout containers in a corner of shame. This is about making conscious choices to cultivate peace and tranquility in your own space. First things first. Declutter like your life depends on it. Seriously, get rid of anything that doesn't spark joy, those old textbooks from high school, that half-finished knitting project you started in 2019, the random collection of socks with no mates. Seriously, where do they go? Trust me, a clean space equals a clear mind. Next up, sensory overload. Now, I don't mean turning your living room into an Instagram aesthetic explosion. Think about what calms your soul. Is it the smell of lavender? The warmth of candlelight? Maybe some chill vibes from that playlist you made for your existential crisis night? We all have one. Incorporate those elements into your space. Soft lighting, essential oils, comfy blankets make it a sensory feast for your inner peace seeker. Don't underestimate the power of plants, people. They literally purify the air and add a touch of nature to your urban jungle. Plus, they're low maintenance AF, which is perfect for us Gen Z creatures who are already juggling a million things. Now, let's talk about tech detox. Seriously, put down the phone sometimes. Designate certain areas in your sanctuary as tech-free zones, maybe your bedroom or a cozy corner where you can read a good book like an actual physical one, not on your Kindle. Let those brain cells take a break from the endless scroll and truly unwind. Remember, creating a self-care sanctuary isn't about being perfect or spending a fortune on fancy decor. It's about intentionally crafting a space that feels genuinely calming and nourishing for you. Think of it as a personalized escape pod from the chaos of everyday life. You deserve it, fam. Let me ask you this. Ever feel like your entire living space is just an extension of your never-ending to-do list? Like every corner screams laundry, dishes, and pay rent. Yeah, I've been there, trust me. But picture this. You walk into your room after a rough day, and instead of feeling overwhelmed, you feel instantly relaxed. The soft lighting casts a warm glow, the air smells like calming lavender, and your favorite playlist is gently playing in the background. That's the power of a self-care sanctuary. Listen, creating this haven doesn't have to be some elaborate project. It can start with small, everyday rituals. Put on some soothing music while you clean your space, light a scented candle during your evening skincare routine, or even just take 5 minutes each morning to sit in silence and breathe deeply before diving into your day. Every little bit counts. You know that feeling when you finally get around to organizing your closet and everything feels lighter? Yeah, that's the vibe we're going for. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Taking care of your mental and emotional well-being is just as important as taking care of your physical health. And trust me, when you invest in your self-care, you unlock a whole new level of awesome. So go forth, my fellow Gen Z warriors, and create your own damn sanctuaries. Make your space a reflection of the incredible human being you are. And don't forget to tag me on your TikTok journeys, because I need to see those self-care goals in action. Hit the follow button, rate this episode like it saved your life because it kinda did, and share it with all your stressed out friends who deserve a little dose of Riley Hart wisdom. Peace out.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.